Good morning, everyone, and I hope you are all well. Today is the last day of the school week, as tomorrow is a holiday for the 75th anniversary of Victory in Europe. Having said that, I know we've been talking about having a tea party at 3 o'clock in the garden and listening out for pipers who are going to play. There are other things going on tomorrow as well. For example, there's to be a 2-minute silence at 11 o'clock, just like we did in school on Remembrance Day back in November, to remember those who have died for us in all the wars. Listening to wartime music and dancing along would be a good way for you to get your exercise in tomorrow. You could read or write a story about VE Day. You could find out some facts about it. It's up to you what you do, but if you could try to do something, that would be fantastic. And after all, tomorrow is Fantastic Friday. Although it is a holiday, we are still going to do the bingo session at 2 o'clock with Mr. Devlin on the social team. I must say the competition factor is heating up there, and there is one young man who is determined to win every single week. He is sure he's going to win this week, for sure. We had Primary 1 winner last week, so it doesn't matter how old you are, you could win. Mrs. Bonfrey and Mrs. Brown from the office have been very close to winning, and I know a number of you often post that you've only got one or two numbers to get when someone shouts bingo. Keep enjoying the fun. Talking of the social team, today at 2 o'clock, Mr. Devlin is going to try a new game of Guess Who. But what he needs you to do is to go on and say that you would like to play so that he can allow you to ask questions in turn. If you go on about 5 minutes beforehand, you can let him know. As you know, I'm the head teacher at the Hub on a Wednesday, and I had a long chat with each of the children who were in yesterday. Bella and James both wanted me to pass on that they're missing their friends and hope you're all well. They're staying safe and making sure that they're doing their social distancing. They're doing their online work on Teams just like you are and can't wait to hear from you soon. Today, the Primary One joke comes from one of the children at the Hub, so hopefully you will find it is a good one. Here it is. What happened when the police officer went to bed? He became an undercover cop. I hope you have a good day today. Work hard and try your best. Remember to post your completed work on your team and fill in your pupil check-in. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye.